you're already saying you wish you would have hired that guy last time, I think that's probably your guy. And that's what I'm looking for. I don't want someone that's going to come in and think they know everything. I want someone that's got the fundamentals and that I can groom and train. Because in my world, everyone wants to do something, you know, things their way. And that's not necessarily the best way. It's the way we say to do it. So I just don't want to get in a situation where I've got a stubborn tech that I have to argue with and straighten out all the time. I'd rather have someone that doesn't really know the procedures and what they should be doing and teach them that way, but they understand the fundamentals. Wally, good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, I just flipped it on. I was listening to you guys talk about your hiring processes. Yeah, we've got the same dilemmas and troubles and struggles and things of that nature. And, you know, a lot of times you don't know until they're there, you know, and then you start hearing your lead technicians or your preferred technicians start talking, you know, and they don't like to squeal, so you have to go sit in on their conversations, go sit at the break table, go listen to all the, you know, they talk amongst themselves, but they don't volunteer like, you know, hey, this guy's, you know, bad, this guy disappeared, this guy went back and smoked and, you know, things like that. You know, because a lot of these dealership campuses and stuff now that we go on are no smoking, and you know, and so you can't break the rules of the places. But after you get them a short time, and the biggest thing we see is like this entitlement of that they have, like, you know, you need me more than I need you type thing, and to a certain degree, that's kind of true. I mean, we've created that, so it's really, really difficult. And then, like, this past week, we got a meeting today at 9 o'clock. We're probably going to let one of our guys go. He's hourly. Okay, you're going to love this little trick. Okay, this guy's hourly. He goes out towards, I don't know, Farmington Hills area, and he literally drives an hour more west, turns around, heads south, and comes back down, goes into a place, gets fuel, adds an hour to his trip, and then he comes home, and he's right along 96. Instead of taking 96 back home, he takes Plymouth Road. So Plymouth Road was for adding time. You know, I mean, how do you deal with stuff like that? You know, it's just like, oh my gosh, it just doesn't stop, and it's kind of a shame. I'll be surprised if this guy makes it through the day, but partner and president of the company, oh, he was livid when he heard that. And these interview processes, I think what Sean said is right. It doesn't matter until, you know, you interview these guys and you get your gut feeling, and that's it. Like, you know, you're not going to get the perfect candidate, but, you know, what you know, person like, you know, in Sean's case, and what topic of discussion here today, what is he willing to deal with? Go ahead, Sean.